and welcome to our podcast. Today we are here with our English teacher and we will have an interview with her about the teaching profession.
Hello Ms. Wartbichler, thank you for talking with us today. Many students don't really know what teachers do every day. Can you tell us what your normal day looks like? What do you do from morning to evening? Is there a part of your day you like most?
Good morning, hi, thanks for having me. A normal day, well, I wake up in the morning, then I take the train to school, then I have normally 6 lessons, maybe 8 sometimes, and after the lessons, I look at all the homework, I grade tests, and at around 4 in the afternoon, I get home again.
Before you became a teacher, you had to study and train, right? Can you tell us what steps someone needs to take to become a teacher? And why did you want to be a teacher? Was there a special reason or a moment that made you decide?
That's a good question. Let's start with the first one. So you have to do your A-levels, that's Matura. And then you have to study. You have to do a bachelor's degree first, that's 4 years. And then you have to do a master's degree, which is 2 years. And then you have a teaching license and you can work at any school in Austria. And I think I got inspired by my teachers. And then I thought I want to do the same. I want to work with young people and children and teach them things.
Teaching sounds like a hard job. What are the hardest parts of your work? Are there times when it is very stressful or difficult? How do you handle those times?
Well, of course, there are hard times like in any job. I'd say when the students are having hard times and when they're behaving bad, and then you have to help them regulate their emotions and their feelings so that they are calm. And I think that's not easy. Or when you go somewhere on an excursion and then everybody's running around wildly and you have to see that no one hurts themselves. I think that's a hard part.
But there must be many good parts too. What do you like most about your job? Can you share some moments that make you happy or proud to be a teacher?
Oh, yes. I would say there are more times when there are happy moments. When I can see the progress that the children make, when I can see that they learn something, when we're having fun, when the kids are having fun, when learning, or when we're playing games. It's just a positive atmosphere when the students are all happy, and that makes me happy as well.
Schools have changed a lot. Now there are computers and sometimes online lessons. How do you feel about this change? Do they help you or do they sometimes make your job harder?
I think generally it's useful because you can share many things online. You can also show PowerPoint presentations, show pictures and movies with the boards and all. You can communicate better and more efficiently with the students, or if the students have questions, they can just write me, which is convenient. But that can also be hard because students write me at 10 p.m. or on the weekends or in the breaks when I want to be off work too. And then I just have to ignore them, which is hard sometimes.
Every class is different. Some students are quiet, some loud. Some learn fast, some slow. How do you help all students and make sure they feel good and safe at school?
That's one of the hardest parts of being a teacher. I try to watch all the students and see where they are currently, and then try to find exercises which can help them reach the level that they should reach, and try to differentiate all the exercises I give them and give them tips.
Many people think teachers only work during lessons, but that is not true. What kind of work do you do outside of class time? How much time do you spend on this task?
Yes, I would say it's half-half. Half the time you're in the school and then the other half you're out of school, out of the lessons, out of the classroom. You have to grade tests, you have to prepare tests, you have to prepare the next lessons, create worksheets, plan. You have to have conferences with the other teachers. You have to talk with your boss sometimes, or you have to answer student questions. You have to talk to the students and the parents. So I would say half the time I'm doing other things.
What advice do you have for someone who wants to be a teacher? What kind of person is best for this job? What should they be ready for?
I think you have to be social. You have to like working with people. It's useful if you're an optimist, if you're a happy person. You need to be very organized too. You need to like structuring things, planning things, because planning is a big part of the job. You need to be good at least two things that you can imagine teaching others. And you need to be dedicated, because it takes a long time to become a teacher. You have to study for a long time, and then you have to find yourself in the job. It takes a while, and you need dedication for that.
What is your favorite subject to teach, and why do you like it?
Oh, all art things. I like to teach the normal art lessons, or the new thing that we have here at the school, the Malatelier. I really love all the creative and artistic things.
What do you like most about working with children?
The humor. Children are most of the time very positive. They make jokes, they laugh a lot. They are honest with you. And I think that's useful too.
Thank you so much, Miss Wartbichler, for taking the time to answer our question so openly. It was really exciting to get a look behind the scenes of the teaching profession.
Yes, thank you from me as well. Your answers were super interesting and really help us understand a teacher's daily life much better. We wish you lots of joy and success in your work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I wish you a nice day.